stops and everything's sweet, and you're looking out your window but there's no street, now the car is gone, the night is dead and the dogs have lost their ground. And the air seems stale cause the lion's cage and the whimper is low but the beast has been tamed. So where's the riot? It's much too quiet and my breath tastes like rotten feet. There's chatter from the windows but it seems so dead, and there's no one talking but some talking heads. Yes, tonight we go to sleep with the lullaby sound of buildings falling down.
You know, you're not going to believe me when I tell you that that Boomtown Rats song came out in 1982. Yeah, Boomtown Raps, Raps. Boomtown, not Boomtown. Boomtown Rats. Wrapping up that set of music from a V-Deep with a Skin on Skin. Before that, also from 1982, the P-Furs, Psychedelic Furs. Went back to their 1982 Forever Now for President Gas. Album was produced by Todd Rundgren. And peaked at number 61 back in 1982. P-Furs coming to town in July, in case you didn't know, with X opening out in Greensburg. I was invited to that show today, and the Moxer's got to check his social calendar. He's not sure if he's in town. It's looking like he might not be in town when they're coming. Kind of bums me out. Start the entire set with some Walker Brigade. Walker Brigade, new album's called If Only, and Fallout was the track that you heard. We're just at the top of the hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is Viva Lamarck. I do want to remind you that Attic Records joined you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millville, and they're open 7 days a week, and they provide new and used records and CDs. They're family-owned and operated. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit them again by going to Millville or call them up, 412-821-8484. So let me get the appropriate background music on, because we're doing a Sparks mock. Yeah, you might have been hearing the Moxer recently talking about how I just watched the Sparks Brothers documentary, and that got me all sparked out. So I was like, how are we doing on covers of Sparks? And I had, I probably had almost 20. And I shaved it down to, this will be 11 songs. So I'll figure out, we'll do it in just, we'll break it up in little sets. You can get a breather and find out what you've been listening to. But we're starting off with a song by, well, it's a Sparks song. Mark Gilbert is doing a cover of the Sparks Big Bands. It's a Sparks mock here on Viva La Mock on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Smile. Day, and I
from his Fudge Sandwich release. It's Ty Siegel doing the Sparks Slow Boat here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Ty Siegel, what else was in that set of music? We're just starting the Sparks Mock. For the Ty Siegel, Steve Murray did his version of Beat the Clock from a tribute album that came out in 1999 called Amateur Hour. Also played Nico Case from her Middle Cyclone album doing a Sparks Never Turn Your Back on Mother Earth. Start the entire set with Mark Gilbert in his version of Big Bands, which is actually the song I'm playing in the background. So an interesting little tidbit about Sparks. They started back in around 1966. First album didn't come out until 72 as Sparks, but actually their original name was called Half Nelson. And I'm really only telling you this part of the story because WRCT actually owns the Half Nelson album. And then in 1972, the label reissued the exact same album, different album art, but the same songs under Sparks. And we have both of them. What I love about WRCT is our archival vinyl library. Let's find our way back into music. Future Heads did their version of the number one song in heaven. I'm going to play that one for you now. It's a Sparks Mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
This is the number one song in heaven, written, of course, by the mightiest hand. All of the angels are sheep in the fold of their master. They always follow the master and his plan. This is the number one song. Why are you hearing it now? Maybe you're closer to here than you imagine. Maybe you're closer to here than you can be. It's number one all over heaven. It's number one all over heaven. It's number one all over heaven. The number one song all over heaven. If you should die before you wake, if you should die whilst crossing the street, the song that you hear, I got it. It's number one all over heaven. It's number one all over heaven. It's number one all over heaven. The number one song all over heaven. The one that's the rage of here in the crowd. As loud as a crowd, as soft as a cloud. Gabriel plays it, God, how he plays it. Gabriel plays it, God, how he plays it. Gabriel plays it, God, how he plays it. Gabriel plays it, let's hear him play. The song fills down, down through the clouds. It reaches the earth and winds all around. Then it breaks up in millions of ways. It goes la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
The band's called Chinese Detectives. Came from their album Are Kisses Out of Fashion. That was them doing All You Ever Think About Is Sex. I know, I'm catching up. Before the Chinese Detective, Susie Sue. Susie and the band, she's from 1987 from her Through the Looking Glass release, doing This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us, and start off that shorter set of music with the Future Heads off of an album called Rant, with the number one song in heaven. I have one more spark set to wrap up the mock. If you're unfamiliar with Sparks and you're being introduced, it's two brothers, Ron and Russell Mail, in an ensemble of different musicians. And I gotta tell you, as I was watching the documentary, one thing that I never realized, in what was it, like I think 1979, Paul McCartney did his that Coming Up video, where he's different, like, pop icons. He's like a Buddy Holly, and he's an Elvis, and he's a this and a that. And there's a Ron Mayall. He did one of them, paid ode to Sparks. Yeah, Sir Paul McCartney. Anyway, let's get back into the Sparks mock. In the earlier 80s, maybe even to the mid, but it's right around that time, Sparks had Jane Wiedlin join them for a song from the Go-Go's. Mike Park did his version. It's Cool Places. It's a Sparks mock. One more set here on WRCT.
Take you to a cool place tonight.
I wanna go where nobody's a fool,
and no one says, hey girl, need a light.
I wanna move like this tonight.
A minimum of chit-chat.
I never wanna cool down, cool down.
Tell ya, you're looking real good.
They let us in, so I'm feeling alright.
I like to go where sometimes they refuse.
Yeah, I remember last Saturday night.
But I'm feeling cooler now.
And they could tell we're cooler now. It's obvious we're cooler now.
I wanna go.
Did they tear it out with talons of steel and give you a shot so that you wouldn't feel, and washed it away as if it wasn't real? It's just a mistake I won't have to face. Don't give it a name, don't give it a place, don't give it a chance. It's lucky in a way. It must have felt strange to find me inside you. I had unintended to stay. If you wanna keep it right, put it to sleep at night. Squeeze it until it could say, you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. Can't be too strong. You decide what's wrong. Rejoice and shout myself dry and go see the boys. They'll laugh when I say I left it overseas. Yeah, babe, I know it gets dark down by Luna Park, but everybody else is squeezing out a spark that happened in the heat somewhere in the dark. The doctor gets nervous completing the service. His eye rubber gloves and no head. Yes, he fumbles the light switch. It's just another minor hitch. Wishes to God he was dead. But you can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. You can't be too strong. Too strong. You decide what's wrong. Can be too hard, too tough, too rough, too right, too wrong. And you can be too strong.
Yeah. This is David Kendrick, formerly of Devo, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
That is a giant dog. Yeah, that's the name of the band. A giant dog from their toy album came out in 2017 on the Merge record label doing Angst in My Pants. And that is actually wrapping up the mock. I know, isn't it cool? 45 minutes, not bad. Before the giant dog, the dirt bombs. Oh, wait, I actually want to segue so you have an idea. So between that, you heard the David Kendrick talking about he used to be in Devo. Well, David Kendrick actually was the drummer for Sparks in the early 80s and played on the original Angst in My Pants album. He also was in the Gleaming Spires, so I thought I'd throw that in there. Dirt Bombs put out a single called The Dirt Bombs Play Sparks. Played the A-side, Nothing to Do. Had a request for some Graham Parker. Caller called in and said, Monster, can we play a song that's not a Sparks song, but says something about Sparks? I'm like, of course we can. So you can't be too strong from squeezing out Sparks from Graham Parker Start off the entire set with a Mike Park. Now, Mike Park was in Skank and Pickle. He runs Asian Man Records. And he did his version of the song you hear in the background with Augustus Koch. Cool Places. That's the mock. I've got to wrap up this show soon. I've got a couple requests to get to, so you have, if you haven't heard your request yet, hang tight. It's coming. Let's get back into the music here on Viva La Mock. On this encore edition of the Viva La Mock radio program, originally aired June 10th, 2022. Something from the Birds, the Bees, the Monkees, and the Gothies. It is Pittsburgh's own Gothies.
Da 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 da
That is Bow Wow Wow from Last of the Mohicans, wrapping up that set of music. Yeah, an album that came out in 1982. Speaking of 1982, that's when Adam Ant released Desperate But Not Serious from his Friend or Foe album. Now, the unique thing about putting those two songs back to back is that the Adam Ant release, Friend or Foe, was the first release he did as a solo artist or without the Ants. And where did the Ants scurry to? Well, many of them scurried to Bow Wow Wow. Well, actually, Malcolm McLaren plucked them and assembled Bow Wow Wow, but that's where a lot of the Ants went. And then he put out Friend or Foe, Desperate Not Serious. And then I started the entire set. Pittsburgh's own Gothies doing their version of the Monkees' Pleasant Valley Sunday. Now, I don't know if you heard, a few weeks ago I did a program, and for about 2 hours of that program, I featured only music from albums released in 1982. So this is some spillover stuff that's never made that show, and I have more spillover stuff for future shows that you'll hear in later dates. In fact, there will be an encore presentation, a bonus encore presentation floating out there at some point of that show where I only played music from 1982. It was such a great show. I enjoyed it. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. And that's going to come up in the future. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. This is an encore presentation of said program. You can hear this show in its entirety, in its original form, and usually live on a Friday night here on 88.3 FM. Starting at 9, just to let you know, so if you need to sleep in, and we take it to about 1 a.m. That's what happens. In the meantime, if you ever have a suggestion for a song to include on a program of Viva La Mock, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Again, wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, thanks for listening to this program. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster.
Okay, Kevin Amos here, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Ebony Spectrum, and this week in Ebony Spectrum, we're taking a listen to The Don Lemon Show. Here we go.
Good evening, everyone. You know what that music means. It is time for The Don Lemon Show, live at 5, and I have the perfect guest to discuss everything that's going on. Will Donald Trump, will he go toe-to-toe with Kamala Harris with just 2 weeks until the previously agreed upon September 10th presidential debate? It takes place between the two campaigns, but the communication has broken down. Drop the mic or not drop the mic? That's what we're discussing. So what is the issue here? The issue, when I say that, is to mute the mic or not mute the mic. You know, when they're when one person is talking, the previously agreed upon terms were, one of them was that the mics would be closed or not open to the person who's not speaking. The Harris campaign wanted to change that. They wanted the mics open. I think they believed that it would show the real Donald Trump and that Donald Trump would say something that would get him into trouble speaking to Kamala Harris when he's not supposed to be speaking. Donald Trump's campaign is saying, listen, we agreed upon those terms initially with the president, Joe Biden. We expect those rules to stay into place. So we'll see what happens. There's some talk that maybe they've agreed upon the mics being closed, but I don't know. We need to check into that. So we're going to break it down with Bill Kristol's here. You see him up there on your screen. He is the founding director of Defending Democracy Together and the editor at large of For the Bulwark. I love the Bulwark, by the way, Bill. And he writes a very brilliant morning newsletter called Morning Shots. I love the newsletter, but I love the Bulwark. You've got great people over there. By the way, thanks for asking me to join. That's sarcasm. How are you?
Haven't we asked? You've been on with Tim Miller, haven't you? I believe.
I have been on with Tim Miller.
Okay. Yeah. I'm too thin-skinned about that. No,
and
I'm
with
great.
Sarah as well.
Sarah too. Yeah, I'm great. Yeah. That's right. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You survived Chicago?
I survived Chicago. I'm a little scratchy. You know, I'm worried that it may have been a COVID spreader. Are you hearing that?
I mean, I wasn't there. I was at the beach for the week with the family and previously scheduled. And so I've heard other people say that they suspect that. But I think maybe people suspect that of any large event these days. So.
Yeah. And it would not be surprising. So, Bill, let me ask you about this. I want to roll this because we have some breaking news that we got to talk about a lot. We're going to talk about the convention. We're going to talk about the debates, the mic situation. But there is some news as coming in just as we're speaking now. Let's roll this. This is a Fox News alert.
All right, some news just into us right now where the special counsel Jack Smith has returned what they're calling a superseding indictment against Donald Trump in that D.C. case. It doesn't mean it's more. It just means it's more focused, I guess. Jeff Spunt on all of that right now. Sir.
Yeah, hi, Neil. It is exactly a little bit more focused. In fact, the indictment itself, about 10 pages shorter than the original indictment from last year. So the same four core charges are included on this indictment. The reason that Donald Trump was reindicted, if you will, is because the Supreme Court came back somewhat in his favor on July 1st of this year, telling Jack Smith, the special counsel, essentially in layman's terms, you need to go back and rethink about your case before District Judge Tanya Chutkan. This was supposed to go to trial on March 4th, but it was delayed because of the Supreme Court. So while all of these four core charges stay here relating to Donald Trump, the man and the candidate, some of the officials, like Jeffrey Clark, the former DOJ official, have been taken out, and this is a much more focused indictment. I also want to point out, Neil, that this is dealing with a new grand jury, so this grand jury did not hear anything about the other indictment from last August 1st of 2023. They only heard the facts in this case.
Okay, what does this mean? We got it. Okay, so Bill, let's talk about that. They call it a superseding indictment. And the reporter there stated it, I think, fairly well. This one is more focused, and I think it takes out or gets rid of some of the things that hung them up with their last indictment. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, I think the Supreme Court's immunity decision, which was very notorious, I think you can say, extending this extraordinary amount of immunity to Trump, also seemed to immunize some of the conversations he would have had with government officials.